Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So, a little bit of good news might be a drop in the petrol price for August. What does that actually mean? Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association. Good morning. How are you?
No, good morning, Howard. Good to be with you.
It's great to chat to you, especially if it's good news. Is this something we can count on?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we look at the figures, the latest figures are kind of showing us that we're looking at around about a 2 rand decrease for the price of petrol, around 1 rand 61 for diesel and around 1 rand 43 for illuminating paraffin. All of that is obviously very good news. The only thing we have to temper that with is that, you know, we have to reduce that by 75 cents, because that's the amount that's coming back to the general fuel levy, which, you know, in August is going to return to its normal level of 3 rand 93. But even so, a decrease of around 1 rand 25 is really good news, and certainly something that the AA welcomes.
Yeah. When do you think this is all going to happen?
So the announcement is expected sometime today or tomorrow. That's the announcement of the adjustment, and the adjustment occurs on the first Wednesday of every month. So it will happen next Wednesday, which is the 2nd of August.
Okay. And how long does it take to filter down? I mean, obviously, motorists will feel it immediately, but does it have, what kind of impact should this have on the rest of our costs?
Yeah, not an immediate impact, Howard. You know, when the prices go up, then obviously what we see is that a lot of manufacturers and retailers and, you know, the prices of goods go up almost immediately. But when the price comes down, there's a bit of a lag in terms of the impact of that on those same goods and services that have increased. And part of the reason is that the people who push their prices up are obviously waiting to see if there's a consistent reduction in the price over a period of time. And only then will you see a reduction filter into the system. So it's unlikely that we're going to see immediate drops in prices. Certainly some costs may reduce, but on the whole, costs will pretty much stay where they are at the same rates as what we're paying in July. But you're right, the big beneficiary of this will obviously be motorists, who will see an immediate change at the pumps when they start to fill up from next Wednesday.
Do prices ever, I know petrol prices come down, but do retailers actually pass that benefit back on to us?
Like I say, over a period of time it will filter in, but not immediately. It has to be a consistent drop over a period of, 6 months, 7 months, for those retailers to realize any savings that the increases may have resulted in. So it's not going to happen immediately, and I doubt that we'll see those prices drop dramatically unless there is another drop in September and October and maybe in November.
And what is happening on the global supply side now?
Well, I mean, the international oil prices have dropped, but supply is still very constrained. And that's obviously putting a lot of pressure on the price of fuel. So, while we're very happy that the trajectory at the moment is that oil is decreasing in price, it's something that you've got to monitor on a day-to-day basis. So, it looks like it's coming down and that supply is improving. But again, it's something we need to see, over a week period and see if that's being sustained or not. It's too early to tell right now.
And in other parts of the world, are we going to be seeing the same? I know the Americans are quite offended by the pricing at the moment as well. Can we expect to see this happening across the world now?
I think what we're going to see is marginal decreases in many other global countries. But again, I think people are looking at the price that you pay for fuel in January and saying, if you're paying five rand, more than what we were back then, a decrease is great, but we need to get back to those levels. So while we are seeing some decreases in other parts of the world, I think people have the same sentiment that it's nominal and small. We need to see bigger changes.
The fact that there's going to be a price drop, does that mean the government is unlikely to revalue the tax structure and levies?
No, I think unfortunately the taxes are going to remain as is. I think that question speaks very much to the review that the AA has been calling for of the fuel price, and we will still maintain that call and urge government to do that review. We've made the point that even though there are reductions along the way, we are concerned that there may be increases further down the road. So we need a sustainable and long-lasting solution to the fuel price. And for us, that can only happen through a proper, transparent, open review, and we will continue to push for that.
Absolutely. Keep doing that because we all need you to. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association, talking to us about the decrease in the price of petrol in August.